Hello, welcome to Edit Radio. My name's Tom Crook. In front of me is the first person I know to become a professor, Paul Whitty.
Hello, Tom.
Hello, Paul. On my left is the first person I know to own a fidget spinner, Ben Smith.
Yeah, I was ahead of the curve there.
Hey.
Well ahead.
What's the kind of, how is it, Ben? What sort of shape, what design?
It's
just a tour.
Today's standards, it's fairly basic.
Okay.
It was a birthday gift. Mm-hmm. Earlier in the year, I'd never heard of them.
Right.
I've never seen anyone else with one.
Okay.
Now they're all over everywhere.
Yeah.
Watchdog did it. I think it's over now. Oh, yeah, Watchdog did something on last week.
They're not very safe.
The high tide of fidget spinners has passed, hasn't it, I think?
Yeah. It's over.
So, welcome.
Hello.
So that was Mercury Music Prize nominees, The Big Moon, with Bonfire, off their debut album, Love in the Fourth Dimension.
This is the first I've heard of them. They passed me by.
Did they play a truck?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't see very much a truck. But okay.
You were there for the duration, weren't you, Paul?
I was. It was quite muddy. I was walking very slowly through mud for most of the time, which is actually surprisingly good for my back, actually.
Really?
I found it very useful. I may have discovered a new therapy for backs.
Mud walking.
Slow mud walking.
Okay, Ben and I were in and out 3 hours maximum, weren't we?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, I was actually... No,
oh, you
I
were there the night before,
the
you?
Night before.
It was a surgical operation, was
well,
it?
Well, yeah. I broke my wrist the night before.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I saw you.
And then played with the broken wrist.
I did, yeah, the next day. So, yeah. This is an update on my wrist, because avid Edit Radio
of course.
Podcast listeners will know that I went through my exciting story of how I'd injured my wrist playing football last month. Mm-hmm. But now I've done the job properly.
Okay, so let's explain part two then.
Part two, I've now broken my wrist. In fact, Paul, could you pass me that piece of paper behind you on the chopping board?
This is a letter from his consultant.
I've got my diagnosis here. I've got a stable, undisplaced right distal radial fracture.
There you go.
Sustained in the mud at Truck Festival.
Is there going to be any litigation to follow that? What sort of grip did you have on your shoes, Ben? Was it adequate in the circumstances?
With the benefit of hindsight, no.
That's a shame. Had it been, it might have been the quality of the mud and the choice of
know.
Field.
But I mean, it was so slippery, wasn't it, at Truck Festival? Bloody hell. So anyway, I broke my wrist.
Well, there's lots of good ads on telly about, you know, lawyers, firms you can get to help you sue the likes of Truck.
I might.
Falling over and breaking your wrist.
I might just sue somebody. Yeah, okay, yeah. Well...
I can reveal that the Big Moon played at Truck.
They did.
Yeah,
oh,
I did
I
think so.
I
think I saw perhaps the end of their set. I can't remember now.
Right. Well, I was probably screaming in agony at the time.
Yeah, probably.
Rolling
I was trying to get mud off my suede trainers. I made several very poor choices of footwear,
yeah,
I must
likewise,
say, across
yeah,
the weekend.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So you saw the end of their set coming back to the music, what we're here for.
No, it's very good, yeah.
Yeah, they're quite a throwback, aren't they, to the Britpop days, I think.
We were just saying that, weren't we? A little bit Elastica sounding, perhaps? Or
yeah, big tunes. I think, really good songs. Yeah, what's next?
I don't know.
All right, play it.
Here it is.
Yeah.
called You're Already Home from Gospel Beach, which are pretty cosmic Californian kind of West Coast vibes.
Nice bit of Hammond on the fade out there. It's like that, yeah.
Yeah, I like that a lot. Yeah, it's got a nice sort of loose feel to it.
They're coming over here touring this month, I think, end of August, and our buddy Ian McCutcheon is going to be drumming with them while they tour the UK and Scandinavia. It's going to be good to see. Gospel Beach. Sorry, I'm really tired. I just drove back from Newcastle. It's a long old schlep, isn't it?
Oh, it is. Yeah. How was it up there, Tom?
It was all right, you know.
Yeah?
Cold.
Chillier, I imagine. Yeah, it's always a bit chillier.
Pretty got dark quite early, did it?
No, it stays lighter longer.
Actually, that's true, yeah, isn't it?
It's funny.
Yeah.
Shit. Doesn't make sense. My own ignorance there.
That was good. So, yeah, we're recording this like a week earlier than we usually do, aren't we? Because this time next week, none of us are around.
Don't really feel quite ready.
No, we're not.
Slightly underdeveloped.
It's only been a 3-week gap since our last podcast.
Just come out of the freezer, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's not
that, it's that kind of vibe, isn't it?
Yet,
yeah. Yeah, we'll get there then. We'll have more tea soon.
Yeah, more tea. Yeah.
Paul, you brought a song called Bad Bohemian to play.
Oh, I did. Yeah, that's British Sea Power. And as I mentioned earlier, I was at Truk and spent quite a lot of time there. And was lucky enough to find myself in a tent during a performance by British Sea Power, quite by chance.
Oh.
As I really had no idea what to do other than to get undercover as quick as I could because it was very wet.
It's very wet and muddy.
But fortunately for me, just as I did, they took the stage and I thought played very well.
Were they as eccentric as ever? Or have they toned it down?
Yeah, there was a bit of eccentricity. I've got to say, I don't know, I'm a bit kind of grumpy about PA systems these days. And there was a lot of detail in what they were doing, which just wasn't... It might be my ears. Maybe my ears are dying, obviously, as is the rest of me, but you know... I did that thing of doing a lot of looking at the violin player and thinking, I can see what you're doing there, but I just can't hear that.
Yeah.
So, you know, obviously it's the kind of thing that maybe if the violin player had stopped playing, I'd have said, ah, it's that you're doing, rather than what I thought they were doing. But, you know how it is with rock music.
Did they have any stuffed animals on stage with them? They used to
There was some like palm taxidermy. Trees and stuff. Oh, there was a stuffed animal, I think, actually. Yeah, it does ring a bell.
They're always renowned for their taxidermy on stage.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought maybe two of them were having a bit of a disagreement during the set as well.
I hope so.
That's always fun to watch.
Which is always good. Yeah. I wasn't sure. I think it was some kind of thing about backing vocals or a solo, something like that. A bit of beef.
That is the trouble with festivals, though, coming back to your point about the PA. Often you see a band in an indoor venue.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
But a festival, you can't get that, can you? You get there for the festival experience, the broken wrists, the mud.
It just doesn't happen, does it? I mean, there's a major piece of research to be done there about, you know, the effectiveness of big tops as a resonant chamber for popular music, which involves more than four players, because there are about seven of them, you know.
I've been saying that for years.
Yeah.
You know, I have.
And also, it was so muddy, the mud was just soaking up all that sound. Do you know what I mean?
Sure.
Well, let's write up a proposal for that research while we listen to Bad Bohemian. This is a new song from them, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Day you're growing old, and the future.
good.
Yeah, nice bit of hi-hat there. I always like a bit of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Double-time hi-hat.
Yeah.
That's just a good old-fashioned sort of pop song, isn't it? Like The Cure used to write.
Great. Or
yeah. New Order or something.
Yeah.
Really strong.
I love that band. Mm. I've been listening to them for years. They're great, aren't they?
I did a bit of research about them, sort of looking back, and they have been around now for a long time.
Yeah.
And seemingly just ploughing that same kind of path.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I assume they've all got day jobs. I don't know.
Because you were saying at Truck that we keep banging on about, but we were both, well, all of us were there, but they were on one of the smaller stages, right?
That's right, yeah.
Sea Power. And I'd have put them on the main stage, I think.
I'd have thought so. I mean, they were in the big tent, but the big tent wasn't that big. It seems a weird choice, but then maybe it was a younger, I think we were saying, younger demographic on the main stage. I'm not sure.
Yeah, there's a lot of bands seem to be from that similar era, like Maximo Park and the Libertines and Franz Ferdinand. These aren't brand new, are they?
No, not at all. No. And obviously it was quite nice because I got to walk a long way with my, you know, back situation and, you know, in the mud. Felt pretty good by the time I got there.
Are you still running? Last month you told us about your
I've been doing a bit of running. Yeah, I have been doing some running. Yeah, but as I mentioned last month, I really don't enjoy it. So it's hard to get out there and do it. But I have been. In fact, the latest thing is I've been doing timed runs around the green outside my house. competing with other younger members of my family.
Right, okay.
Which has brought about some hilarious results, I have to say.
I bet the neighbours are loving that.
I'm sure they love it, yeah. Yeah, there'll be some kind of court order shortly. I'll bring that along to the next session.
Yeah, I think you should.
Oh, I'm so tired. It's a really long drive.
Hey, which route did you take, Tom? Talk us through it.
A1M,
yeah.
Out of Gateshead,
classic.
Down to Scotch Corner.
That's a road with that end, isn't it? The A1M.
Yeah, don't.
Wow.
Scotch Corner is just traffic.
Scotch Corner, it sounds so extraordinarily romantic, but it is far away and busy, yeah. That's true.
Then you kind of get down just north of Leeds, you join the... Or maybe it's after Leeds.
North of Leeds.
South of Leeds.
You join the M1. You know, from Oxfordshire.
Then we
came on the M1 then to roundabout Leicester, maybe. And then turned off on the M69 then.
Ah,
cut
nice.
Across
yeah.
and picked up the M40.
Pretty swift, the M69.
It is actually, isn't it?
It's good, yeah.
Great road.
Yeah, I love it.
What a road.
M40 down to into Oxfordshire then quite quickly.
Okay, that's good.
But it must have been 6 hours. Most of the M1 is a 50-mile-an-hour pile up. But anyway, I'm sure people don't want to hear about that.
Too late now.
The toothpaste out of the tube now.
There's a song, the toothpaste is never in the tube. The song is called Mary, Ben.
Oh, yeah,
who
brought,
is she?
I brought this along. How to answer that question? I'll just tell you the answer, shall I?
Yes,
sure.
This is a band called Big Thief off their recently released album called Capacity. It's their second album. They're from Brooklyn. This is great. This album, this song's great. Let's see what you think.
Burn up with the water, the floods around the plains, the planets in a rows. Who knows what they contain? And my brain is like an orchestra playing. For more. did you tell me, Mary, when you were there so sweet and very full of field and stars you carried all of time? Oh, in heavens, when you looked at me, your eyes were like machinery, your hands were making artifacts in the corner of my mind. Want to stay?
Trembling heart. God was there at my command, my love. That was there at my command. And the first time ever I lay with you, and felt your heart beat over mine, I thought our joy would fill the earth and last till the end of time.
That's The First Time Ever I Saw Your Face by Offerex, which is the transatlantic meeting of the Decemberists and Olivia Cheney, which is a great album.
Nice bit of harmonium on there, Tom.
Yeah, wicked harmonium playing.
Great.
And before that, in a similar vein, was The Big Leaves, was it?
Big Thief.
Big Thief. I'd forgotten already. Big Leaves is a good name for a band, if anyone wants it.
Yeah, The Big Leaves.
Big Thief.
Just Big Thief.
Big Thief and Mary.
Mm. Yeah, Big Thief, a band that I've only recently started listening to, but I've got both their albums, and the singer and songwriter, Adrienne Lenker, I think she's called. She's done some stuff as well with a guy called Buck Meek. It's on Bandcamp. It's so worth checking out. It's, you know, when you really sort of fall for a band and you just sort of scour the internet for everything you can find, and they're one of those at the moment, which that's all I've been listening to for the last few days. Really good stuff.
Really nice. Beautiful.
Yeah, that's
terrific, aren't we, tonight?
Offerex.
Yeah, it's a great album. So definitely recommend it. Very, you know, these sort of old English folk songs, but done by the Decemberists.
What's not to like?
Yeah.
I mean,
it's all there.
Yeah, it's very nice, yeah.
Should we listen to some Wind and Rain?
Yeah, sure. Speaking of Big Leaves.
Big Leaves, okay.
Yeah.
As part of my project standing on football pitches which aren't being used and making sound recordings, I've been visiting sites near the route between Wallingford and Winslow in Buckinghamshire. Cause I took a journey there to meet some friends, and I was kind of fascinated by the utter decrepitude of the road surface on many of the roads. And in which the grass seemed to be kind of sprouting through. And I felt that if we stayed at our friend's place too long, by the time we came back, what had been tarmacked roads would be small paths, as they would have been invaded by various species of grass, etc. So I've been visiting football pitches along this route. And one of them is at a small village called Ashenden, which is on a hill. It's a very sloping pitch. And the last time I visited it, it was extremely windy. And there was a tree with very big leaves right next to me.
And that's what we're going to hear
now. That's what we're going to hear now. So one of the things I really like about this recording is that on these empty football pitches, I've observed that the main sounds that you hear are the sounds of vibrating air from air traffic, wind in the trees, birdsong, mainly wood pigeons. There's clearly a wood pigeon problem in Oxfordshire and Buckinghamshire. And cars on roads, cars kind of sounding the road surface. But what I really like about this recording is that those other sounds are all entirely underneath this layer of wind sounds. So in the first 30 seconds of the recording, there is a helicopter and also a car passing very close by, but you can barely hear them.
No, I didn't hear the car.
Whereas without the kind of wind sound, they would be dominating the soundscape.
So that's mostly wind, it's not rain as well?
No, it's just wind. It's just wind. God.
That's my worst weather.
Is it?
What's your worst weather, Ben? I hate wind.
My worst weather. Well, I don't like those.
You judge the weather?
I don't know. I don't like those dark days of January and February where it's constantly damp and cold, and grey, but there's no sunshine. You know, when it's relentless.
Yeah,
that's my worst weather.
I mean, wind's quite bad. Wind's really bad when you're carrying big things, isn't it?
Yeah, like big sheets of ply. walking head on into the wind.
Or massive kites.
That's pretty bad,
Yeah. Or glass.
Yeah.
Or parachutes.
Yeah.
I was thinking more of big instruments like trombones, that kind of thing.
Yes, yes, that's true. Yeah.
It's pretty bad.
Wind's good. Wind's exciting, though, isn't it?
No.
I like wind. No?
Don't you like this sound? This sound's great, Tom.
No, I don't.
You could lose yourself in this sound.
Sure.
Well, I think there's lots of research that suggests a correlation between wind and depression.
Yes.
I think that's a fact that I've just invented.
There's a town in Canada, I can't at the moment remember the name, it's the windiest place in North America and it has the highest suicide rate.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
There's somewhere in Spain like that and the wind that blows in off the sea, I think it's called the
El Nino
suicide wind or something they call it, don't they?
Okay.
Because again, it's the relentlessness of it that I think drives people.
And the west coast of Ireland has a lot of...
I played football on a beach in...
Yeah.
I played football on a beach in Portugal once.
Sure.
It was very windy. It was so windy that the beautiful free kick I took that I thought was heading for the top corner... the ball disappeared and we've never seen it again.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Still travelling.
It's still going around that Iberian Peninsula now, as we speak.
It's gone into orbit.
Anyway.
It's a lovely recording, Paul. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks, Tom.
I love these sounds of football pitches when football isn't being played on.
Yeah, nothing happening.
Mm. Yeah. Let's have a song.
To the market, I took your hand. Never felt so whole. As clear your text at the time. Didn't see you. Your careful fingers. Illustrate the dark sharp line, but tell me nothing, but I'm finding freedom trusting. I'm quoting all the drama, sample. Gladly take the place of you. It may be worthy, a great heart full of constant labor, illuminary touch, unable to classify. choice of pattern. I favor your vanities. Oh, hell, these choices. There may be need of dream. We could analyze as good from hell.
You choose that man.
I think it's a very kind of delicate and rambling song, which I really like. But also, as we know, the Oog played at, or Who, as they're now called, played at Truck.
Truck is all we've done in the last 3 weeks. That's any reference we have.
And and obviously, you know, you fellas were on stage.
We were on stage with the Oog.
But beforehand, I had the opportunity to discuss with the leader of the band what he would do if I requested certain older songs for the audience. And I suggested, well, you know, Into the Market, you're going to play that. He said, do you have your trombone? I said, no. And that seemed to be the end of the conversation.
That was that, yeah.
Yeah. So disappointing, but the set was very good. So, you know, it turned out well.
It was okay.
Well, should we explain for our listeners that band we've just heard in that incarnation was Halton's opulent Oog.
That's right.
Yep. If people should wish to search for it. But the current incarnation of the band is called Who, H-O-O, which is what Tom and I played in at
Truck
Festival.
And it's quite a different beast.
It's a very different beast, There's synths all over the shop now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I play two of them at once with a broken wrist.
And without a cape.
Without a cape.
Which is frankly dangerous.
But you'll have noticed I requested quite a lot of dry ice for that performance.
You did, and you got it.
I said I want to be shrouded in mystery.
Yeah.
Or dry ice, and I said dry ice.
Dry ice is cheaper than mystery.
Yes. Yeah. So
that's mystery's good. Never as effective either. No. Doesn't look as good.
No, it's true.
Yeah, someone said to me after that gig, it sounded like early Elbow, which was the furthest thing from my mind when we were playing.
I don't even know what that would mean.
No, I don't know.
I think it's unlikely it would sound like that, but who knows? Who knows?
And how early were they going? Like,
I don't know.
One of their first gigs when they'd never played together before and it was completely unrehearsed. I don't know. That early? Sounds like any early band. I don't know. Mm. It wasn't unrehearsed anyway. We rehearsed it. It sounded good, I thought.
Yeah. Okay, Tom.
Okay. This is a song now from Daniel Romano. Mm.
Tom's broken.
Have you been confused by the kind of goings on at St James's Park?
No.
With Rafa Benitez. You're not thinking about, you know, they really need a director of football, or they really need something, you know, else in their organisation.
Do you know what it is, Paul?
They're just not bringing in the right players, are they?
I don't know. No. Do you know where my head's at?
The A1M.
Somewhere still up at Scotch Corner. Do you remember the radio broadcast done by Felicity Ford?
I do.
She walked along the A407.
I remember it well. She spoke
to someone who said, the human spirit should not move faster than the speed a bird can fly.
Okay.
Because then your soul is left elsewhere. Even though the body might have reached its destination, the soul is still travelling.
Okay, so you're still travelling,
Tom. I'm still round about Scotch Corner. So the rest of me is not home yet. That's why I can't find the words.
That's fine.
So the next song is recommended. That's the word I was looking for. Yeah. Recommended by our friend Matt, who's been playing in the Band of Hope recently. And it's Daniel Romano. So here we go. There, I'm back. I'm coming back.
His spirit's caught up with him.
Jet lag from driving down the M1. Is sort of songwriting you can't really argue with, can you? It's pretty on the nail. When I Learned Your Name by Daniel Romano from a album called Modern Pressure, which came out earlier this year. There you go.
He's playing at the Bully in Oxford, right?
He's playing at the Bully in Oxford, yeah.
Right.
End of August. Might be worth a little visit.
Yeah, it's a good venue now. That
now.
Now, yeah, it used to be a bit ropey, but it's very good, okay, in my opinion. Nice, you know, small indie rock venue. It's great.
Maybe we should get along to that and see what he's like.
Sort of works outing.
A works outing.
Sure, let's do it, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
We could send the bill to our boss.
Yeah, will refreshments be provided by Edit Radio, do you think?
Well, we'll see. Okay. See if they have much or go on expenses.
Okay.
Talking of Kev, our boss at Edit Radio, do you notice the pictures he puts up? He chooses one of the acts from our playlist, doesn't he? And puts
them. That's right.
Who do you think he'll choose from this month's selection?
It'll
be the rarest, strangest, unlikeliest one, I think. It might be the next one.
I think it'll be the next one. I was going to say that, yeah.
Who's the next one?
This is a choice of Ben's.
Uh-huh.
Well, this is someone who's quite new to me. This is Alex. Now, in my head earlier, I was thinking it was Alex. No, I've got to get it right. Alex Cameron.
Yeah, it's Alex Cameron.
It is. Okay, it's Alex Cameron, who's an Australian singer-songwriter, who's quite an interesting guy. I think he's done one album before, and he adopted a sort of personality of a failed singer-songwriter and sings in character and writes these brilliant sort of story songs.
Great.
And very lo-fi synth backing tracks to his very clever, funny songs. But he's done, this is from an upcoming album, can't remember what it's called now, but it's a duet with Angel Olsen.
Angel Olsen, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's this big, lush, very Bruce Springsteen-esque.
Oh, really?
Duet that the two of them have done together. It's fabulous. It's also got a really brilliant video that I'd recommend people check out.
The album is called Forced Witness.
That's right. And the song is called
Stranger's Kiss.
Stranger's Kiss.
Out of the well, there ain't no way to get out of the hell that you're in. If you wanna see the back of it, girl, you better start digging down with your pail of tin. I got shat on by an eagle, baby, now I'm king of the neighborhood, and it feels like I could just peel the gym pants off a single mother. But this run of good luck don't got me feeling all that. And it hurts, and it hurts, but I don't wanna talk about it, cause in my dreams I miss you, then I wake up to reality's bliss. Now all I ever wanted and all I ever needed is right here in the stranger's kiss. Thank you.
song, hey?
Bit Killers, The Killers.
Do you think
the Killers?
Bit.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, when they went great. For their Springsteen sort of feeling.
Yeah. Yes.
No?
Yeah, that hadn't sprung to my mind.
I've ruined it for you now, haven't I?
Yeah. God, I hate that song now. Thanks, Tom. No, I don't. I love it. Yeah.
So while that was playing, we had a visitor turn up. Herbie's here.
Hi.
Hi, Herb.
Hey.
Herbie's come to pick his dad up. Yeah. What are you doing out this late?
I don't know.
Where have you been, Herbie?
Someone's house.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Not watching a film.
Did you bring the car or just bikes?
Just bikes.
Okay.
Are you driving? Can you drive yet?
Yeah, nearly. Driven down Finn's Lane before.
And Herbie, you said when I said come into the kitchen where we record the podcast, you said this is
where the magic happens.
Where the magic happens.
Yeah,
that's quite right.
Not quite what you expected, though, is it?
No, I prefer it though. It beats my expectations.
Does it? That's good.
That's good.
Very
low
expectations.
What did you imagine that?
I thought you were doing it in like a bus station or something.
Right.
Like that.
Okay.
The only space you had.
You thought we were just outside.
In a bus station.
What, like a bus shelter?
Yeah.
With a flickering street light above.
Yeah,
and a
bad
sort of
sound.
Bad quality cassette recording, yeah.
So that's the sort of from what it sounds like when you listen to the podcast. Sounds like three men in a bus shelter.
Hey, but that's a good idea, isn't
that's
it?
That's a good image. I like that.
Next month.
We'll be out of the bus shelter. Yeah. So we got any more songs to play? Are we
done? Paul's got
or?
One more choice.
Okay.
About butterflies.
Sure.
It's called...
Yeah. This is
Did You See Butterflies?
That's right, it's Jane Weaver, isn't it?
Jane Weaver.
Yeah, I've only just come across her kind of work, which is probably not a good thing, because I should have been aware of it. But I love this track. There's a bit of kind of potentially a bit of field recording on here. Although you never know, do you? You don't know. Is this real? Is it not real? Who knows?
Mm.
Where was it recorded? It probably says on the album notes if I'd read it more carefully. But yeah.
So yeah, I'll be the last one. Sorry if it's been a soporific endurance of a podcast.
Well, we're all quite tired. Yeah. I think you've driven back from Newcastle.
The northeast of England.
I've just come out to work after a week off, and I've got a broken wrist. And if I mentioned that, have I mentioned
yeah.
that
yeah,
to
I
anyone?
Yeah, I think we heard something think, like, about
we
it.
We covered that.
Paul's still suffering trauma from the mud at truck, obviously.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. You were there, weren't you, Herb, at truck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't good. Well, it was good, but the mud wasn't good.
Who was your favourite band at truck, Herbie? And who was that?
Probably the Wombats.
Wombats?
Favorite,
yeah. I saw the Wombats.
They were good, weren't they?
When I led you through the tents.
Well, do you know what? You rescued me because shortly after I broke my wrist, Herbie, your dad, Paul, here, had sent Herb, because you were giving me a lift back, Paul.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And you were up by the cars and you sent Herbie, being the most sensible person around, to come and collect me. And I was standing there wincing in pain, slightly tipsy, feeling a bit upset, and Herbie led me through this sort of labyrinth of tents and mud and chaos brilliantly back up to the car. I'd have been nowhere without him.
That's
so
impressive.
So thank you, young man. That was
you're
amazing.
A saviour.
He was, yeah, he was.
So here's Jane Weaver. That's the end of of that for another month.
Yeah. Documentary Watch will return next time.
Documentary Watch. Can you think of any quickly?
Well, just very quickly,
yeah.
I think there was a rumour that, I might have mentioned this last time, that the XCC documentary was going to be shown on Sky Arts.
Oh, right.
Really?
Now, whether that was just something that our friend mentioned randomly in a tweet, or whether it's actually something that might happen, or somewhere where he thought it might be at home, I've got no idea, but who knows?
Sort of aspiration.
It's still out there. It's still out there. The idea of it is still
it's
moving.
The possibilities that are exciting,
right.
Aren't they?
Yeah, one day.
Right, I'm going. Thanks.
See you, Tom.
Thanks for listening. Bye. You two carry on. With Herbie.
Yeah.
Tom's done in.
I'll
wow.
take your place.
Yeah, you can take my place, Herbie.
Okay.
Please, somebody save me from this. This is exhaustion. Herbie, do you want to have the last word?
Bye.
Just give us some advice about something.
Make sure you wrap up warm in the night when it's cold. Yeah, it was really cold for me because I didn't have anything else to walk back in. That's freezing.
Okay, wrap up warm at night.
That's a veiled criticism of parental aptitude for parenting, I think.
Oh,
yeah.
Sort of Well done, Dad, for picking up on that and a sarcastic comment to follow. Brilliant.
Right. Well, thank you.
Yeah, you head back up to the A1M, Tom.
Oh, yeah, I've got to go back to Newcastle.
Where your soul is still residing.
Scotch Corner.
Yeah.
Right. See you next month. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.